All right, it's 4:05 here on DGS. Obviously, Dave is out. He'll be back a week from Monday. He is out west prospecting for gold. Mm-hmm. That's going to be my story for the whole week. Dave is looking for gold. About the pan and everything.
I hope he does a little gold panning while he's out there. That sounds kind of fun. I don't know. I'm sure there's like a... They've probably got some setup where you don't actually find gold,
yeah,
but you can pretend.
But if you do, you have to like give it to them.
Right.
Do the work. It's called indentured servitude. Dave will be back a week from Monday, but we're continuing on business as usual. And our business here on a Friday afternoon, great way to head into the holiday weekend. I know we're already kind of in the middle of it, but you know what I mean. Is to talk some food with George Mahey. Hi, George.
Hi there. I'd go to the diamond mine. I think take me to the diamond mine, and I'd work my way through there. I think.
Okay.
You know, that just has a little more.
I feel like I should have been out in Deadwood, South Dakota, back in the day.
I was just
prospecting
thinking of Deadwood.
For gold. I fit right in, don't I?
Be a good old codger out there.
The only difference would be I'd have like probably a really scruffy long beard. I just got stubble all the time because I don't like to shave. I'd probably have the big old beard, but I definitely. Let's put it this way, George. I speak their language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever see Deadwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I speak their language.
No, that's good for Dave. Dave needs some time off, and here we are. And we're in the middle of the holiday week. It's kind of weird having it on a Thursday, but it was good. It was funny. People said, well, what are you cooking on? What are you grilling? Because everybody grills. And I saw a chef at the grocery store last night, and he goes, what are you grilling? And I said, I didn't even want to say it. I said, I'm the only guy, in St. Louis that's probably eating seafood. I'm having swordfish kebabs.
What's wrong with that?
And it's not meat. It's not meat.
Oh, my God. It's the best, though.
I know. And the chef goes, we're having seafood, too. So I guess it's not. Yeah. I just thought everyone in the world was eating hot dogs, hamburgers, ribs, pork steaks.
I grilled hot dogs, but, that's just because I was lazy. It was easy. Oh, buy that pack of hot dogs, throw them on the grill? Yeah, let's do that.
And I heard you guys talking about hot dogs earlier, and about that time, I was having a hot dog in DeSoto, Missouri, of all places. There's a place I wrote about, I think it was this morning, I can't even remember anymore when these things get published, but there's a place down there called Fat Dogs.
Oh.
And Fat Dogs is a little, it's not even a food truck, it's like a trailer on a slab.
I mean,
it's so simple and so basic, but the guy makes a hot dog out of smoked brisket and burnt ends. And turns that
here.
Into an all beef hot dog.
Andrew just looked up.
Andrew just heard his neck.
He just woke up.
I'm here.
He just hurt his neck. He was like, what?
So anyway, this is a place that just opened not a long time ago, and they've got this dog down there. And I was down kind of in that area anyway. I was down in Festus, Crystal City, and I thought, I'm going to go down and have one of those dogs. And I did, and it was delicious. It's real dark and almost ruddy, almost really dark red and just super beefy.
Sounds
anyway,
perfect.
$7. It was, I don't know if I'd take the hour drive down there to have that hot dog, but I was in the neighborhood and it was darn good.
Yeah. Is it awesome. Is it in a casing?
Yeah.
How do they keep it together?
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah, it's in a casing.
Yeah. That's
and it's
why
kind
it's
of a
dog.
Little bit, it's not super smooth.
Hot dogs don't have casings.
It's got a it's kind of got a rough texture to it, kind of like a bratwurst does. Anyway,
nice.
It's delicious, but that's
yum.
Sounds phenomenal.
But I digress. But I'm still. It was funny because I think Andrew, you were talking about hot dogs earlier, and I said, "Oh,
probably."
So you got me.
Yeah. Do they serve hot dogs at Gordon Ramsay's place?
No.
No?
No, they do not.
Dang.
But they serve a lot of other good things.
How was it?
You know what? It was great, and that was why I couldn't tell you guys why I couldn't come. I just said, I just have a special gig going on. I tell you later. Anyway, I was one of just a couple people that got to interview Gordon Ramsay.
Nice.
When he was in town last week for the grand opening of his restaurant at the Four Seasons, and I was telling Rachel, it was so buttoned up, and you all have 10 minutes, and you have these 10, and this, and it's this. It's like, I felt like the soup Nazi, everybody just has to be just so. And I went, oh my gosh, this is, had to submit the questions in advance. We might throw some questions.
Did you?
Yeah, we might throw some questions out. We don't know what, just everything was very just so. And so what do? I stroll in there nonchalantly with an order of toasted ravioli. And his team looked at me like, are you kidding me? Seriously? And because it wasn't approved, it wasn't asked. And I thought if I asked for permission, they would have turned me down. So I just brought it in. I said, oh, it's toasted ravioli.
What's the worst thing they're going to do? They're going right. to send you away, right?
And so It's like, wait, you brought toasted ravioli to Gordon's restaurant? I go, yeah, yeah, it's the city thing. You know, I thought we'd have a little toasted ravioli. I was like, you know, trying to downplay it. And they took a 10-minute meeting to decide whether this should
whether
be
they were gonna allow
and
it.
Could be part of the interview. And I go to the person at the Four Seasons. I go, this could be the smartest thing I ever did or the stupidest thing. I'll feel really bad if they turn me down. But they come back and they go, you know, Gordon just had an accident. Did you see that bicycle accident?
Yeah, I heard
he
about
had?
That.
He was in, you know, he was really banged up. And apparently he was on some restricted diet. And they said, you know, I don't think he'll be able to eat that. I hope that's okay. You know, he might not have. I said, you know, just nice to have a prop. We can start off with the city's signature dish, and we'll just take it from there. So Gordon shows up. He sits down, and I said, I'm really sorry. I didn't know you were on a restricted diet. And he goes, I'm not on a effing diet. And he cuts into the, you know, like, it was like the last thing on his mind. He cuts into the toasted ravioli. He had a couple, you know, bites. This is from Trattoria Marcella. And he pronounced it delicious.
Awesome.
So, all right, good, good.
And then what I didn't know, he put this up on Instagram later. He said, I had my first taste of toasted ravioli.
Oh, that was his first.
I didn't know. I broke him in on this. So I'm pretty
job,
damn happy.
George.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So anyway, but he's a really, really nice guy, which a lot of people wouldn't think. Way nicer than... you know, he ever needed to be, but boy, we just had a great time, a great interview, and he had a big party that night. It was just, it was a good time. He
sounds
was
like fun.
We bonded, and he could tell I was a restaurant guy, and I was joking about because he's got 80 restaurants in 10, 12 countries. He's got 17 Michelin stars. I mean, this guy is a legit, you know, chef.
Oh, he's a star, yeah.
He's the real deal. But what I didn't realize is some of his lesser concepts, his pizza and burger concepts, are franchisable. You can be a franchisee. And I said, Gordon, could I open up a pizza or a burger place? I said, I'd love to put one in my neighborhood. And he said, you absolutely could, my friend. And he was like, and he goes, if, you know, he gave me one of these, like, I'm serious if you're serious. And I went, so I decided to keep that bit going, you know, even though I was only partially serious.
But oh!
Anyway, so...
I wanted you to do it because I want to try it.
But I saw him later, and I said, hey, it's your future franchisee here. You know, good to see you again. Anyway, so we kept that line going, and, you know, it's I don't say it's a possibility, but anyway, the interview went in a couple different directions that I didn't think it was going to go into, and you read it, Rachel.
I did. It's a great interview. It's up on stlmag.com. Yeah. People should go read it.
Anyway.
I would have asked him to call me an idiot sandwich.
Really? He's a really, really good guy. And I didn't get a chance. I thought, oh my gosh, if he asked me if I watch his shows, I don't. It's too much like work used to be. Too much like, you
I
know,
watched a lot of his shows.
Oh, well, I watch MasterChef Junior. I watch the ones
with the kids.
The kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
he's
the one.
Nice to them.
See, and I had a feeling that's kind of the guy he really is, and which is true. But yeah, it was like too much PTSD for me to like watch those shows. It's just I'd have to like I get up and pace around. So
were you
watch the bear?
No, I can't watch. Well, I've watched some of it, but I find myself getting up and walking around and fidgeting.
Yeah,
and
that's what a lot of people say. It's just too stressful.
It's too much like my job used to be. So, but I keep hearing how wonderful the bear is and the new seasons. This and so I think I'm gonna have a tequila and jump right back into it. Just relax.
So just like running the place.
Yeah, that's right. Just like the good old days. Yeah. So if you see me behind, working at Gordon Ramsay Street Burger, you'll know that we cut the deal.
Let's go. We'll be your first customers.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
We'll do the show there live.
Yeah, and I said, you know, you've got all these different cities with all these multiple concepts. You know, would you do it here? And I was serious. And he said, actually, we've done our research here already, and this is a very strong family-oriented, you know, community. And so he said, yes, what did he say? Street burger or street pizza, his burger and pizza concept would work here. And I went, wow, okay, here we go. Anyway, like I said, I went down a few streets I didn't think I'd go down, but
there
it was sure was fun.
George, did I see that his new restaurant at the Four Seasons has like 30,000 reservations already or something?
Yeah, and he definitely made that point to just about everybody he talked to. The reason it was so significant is that's more reservations than in a short amount of period than he's had at any one of his restaurants, and he's opened 80. So there you go. I mean, I knew it would be a good idea to do a Gordon Ramsay restaurant here. We haven't had one yet. You know, it's everybody's a little bit starstruck, I think, in St. Louis. And so everybody's very anxious to go there. And, you know, that Four Seasons property is just beautiful. Yeah. It really is. And, you know, it's a...
How long does that stretch out? Like 30,000 or 40,000 reservations? That's a lot.
I think I want to say 6 months.
Yeah. Wow.
But I don't know that it's
good
booked,
for them.
But yeah, so
no,
they're really out of the chute with a bang. So good for them. So that's Ramsay's Kitchen by Gordon Ramsay. It's at the Four Seasons. It's the fifth of that concept in the country. I said thank you for considering St. Louis for this. And pretty straight ahead menu. You know, it's
all the classics you see on his shows.
Yeah, yeah. And
if you ever watched Hell's Kitchen, it's all the key stuff that they make there.
And I didn't realize this. It's a very Hell's Kitchen-ish menu. You know, it's not like, and I talked to him about this. He goes, no, I didn't want to put a Michelin-starred restaurant here. That's not what I thought St. Louis wanted and needed. It's going to be, you know, the basics and beef Wellingtons and crispy salmon
scallops.
And scallops and all these things that he's done. And that was the, and I thought, you know, that's pretty smart for a Midwestern town. I said, I think that's the right thing to do. And
well, if you've watched the shows, you want to try the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even count how many of those episodes I've seen, and I'm like, God, his beef Wellington just looks like it's brilliant.
It is. I mean, and it's...
Notice I said it like a British person.
It's
brilliant.
It's the real deal, and it only comes out one temperature. If you don't like your beef medium rare, you don't get it, because that's the only way. You can't, like, continue to cook that stuff. When it's done, it's done. But anyway, it's a beautiful restaurant, and they're doing quite well, and, you know, jump in line with the 30,000.
There you go.
You know?
You want to hang out for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we got more food stuff. We like talking food. We like talking to George Mahey, too. So we're going to talk more food with George in a minute. I got a few more minutes to talk some food with George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine. What's next, man? I forgot to ask you.
Well, we were going to talk about this place up in Florissant called Bliss. Bliss Restaurant.
But
and this
people are buzzing about it for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, I mean, and it opened. It's been open a couple months now, and so I thought, okay, this is kind of settled in. And anyway, for those that don't know, it's owned by a couple in their 40s. They're both 42, and they decided to kind of gear this toward adults because that's the demographic they wanted to go for. They saw that on cruises and on at resorts, people got, you know, they got along better with people of their own age, right? So they said, let's just have this whole place that way. So that was a pretty good idea. I said, okay, I mean, I can get an age restriction to a degree, but what they did is they made it a little different for females as opposed to males, and women had to be
30
and guys had to be 35, and everybody, I think, would have tolerated it up until that point. And at that point, it said, wait a minute. And then all the social media folks went crazy. And that went, first I read it, I saw KSDK put it up, and then I saw that USA Today, and then all of a sudden, it gets picked up. And then the next thing I know, the New York Times has written an article, as has the Washington Post. So this thing went
viral. Hey, a lot of free publicity.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. So, you know, and they were saying, well, it's probably not legal. If somebody really took them to task, they'd probably lose that. And then I said, so then they make it all 30 or 35. It's not the end of the world. But
I mean, that's also weird because people go on dates. So what if you're dating someone who is, you know, you're 30.
Well, that,
I mean, that you can't be like, well, you guys can't come in.
Well, that's what they were saying is I'm a 30-year-old woman and my boyfriend's 32 and he can't go till he's 33. Wait, no, 34. Nope. He's got to wait 3 more years to go. Mm-hmm. That's not right. So there was a lot of that type of discussion of it. But, you know, and apparently the owner says, you know, he likes it so much. He's thinking of doing it for another restaurant, but just for young people.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because you see that. I mean, you see these things all around, you know, back in the Studio 54 days. They'd check you out, and if you didn't look right or were dressed right, they just said, you can't come in.
Yeah, no, I mean, and there are places that have dress codes.
That still exists.
That's all fine, but it should be the same.
It should be the same, and I think that's what... when I talked to a bunch of the guys in the restaurant business, I said, you know, what do you think of this? They said, you know, more power to them, you know, but it's not for us. We like to throw a wide net. You know, these days you got to throw as wide a net as you can. And they said, if this guy thinks he can do just as well or better by restricting his crowd, more power to him. And he might be right, but, you know, it's, again, we'll let him do it and see how it works out. But so far, I mean, the publicity's just been insane. And I don't think you can get in the place. So, Caribbean, a West African restaurant up in Florissant called Bliss. And we're going to go up there and just try the food. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we're of a certain age. We can get in.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, I don't have a real issue with, like, trying to find a certain crowd. It's just very odd to differentiate, you know, like, men and women. Because you're asking for trouble.
You're asking for
But also,
trouble.
Again, you're just, like, people in relationships are not always exactly the same age.
Most of the time, they're not.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's...
Are they going to card you? Like, if you walk in there and you look 32, you got to give them your card?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they judge.
Mm.
And somebody said, well, there's a lot of, you know, some trans folks and some, you know, it's not as easy as it used to be. And anyway, it's your driver's license.
So you have to show your driver's license to get in.
Yes.
Interesting.
And that determines, you know, both your sex and your age, according to them.
Oh, so, very interesting.
Yeah, that's, and I wondered how they did that, and that's how they do it. And so far, like I said, it's worked. And like I said, we're going to go up and try some Caribbean food and see what it's like, but... Anyway, it's been a busy couple weeks. It's been a while since I've been here. You know, we've had the sale of the closing and the potential sale of Spencer's Grill out in Kirkwood, which has been there for, you know, a long, long time, decades and decades and decades. And they are looking for a new owner that will carry on the tradition. They don't want somebody that's going to turn it into a different kind of restaurant or a tanning salon. You know, that's not going to fly. And apparently we put the article up one day, and within 24 hours, the guy said he had 30 phone calls, and about 20 of them could have done the deed. And
so serious.
Yeah. And that was in the first 24 hours. So there's probably 50 or 60 people that have called. So anyway, the upshot of that is look for Spencer's Grill to return as Spencer's Grill. These guys can now take their, you know, choose who they want to pick up the torch.
I guess you have to write it in a contract, because at some point, if you own it, you can do what you want with
you
it, right?
You can, but you know.
So they're just going, it's just kind of an intent thing. Like,
yeah,
we want to do this.
It's kind of on a handshake.
Okay,
and, you know, you can kind of feel that out, I think. I talked to a guy that wanted to put a donut shop and a bagel shop in there. I said, it's not going to fly, you know. If you want to do a diner type deal, you might be in. Otherwise, don't do it. So, yeah, lots of action, man, besides Fat Dogs and Spencer's Grill and Gordon Ramsay. Lots going on this summer.
Good times. Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
See you. Thank you.